the transcription feature, Superman!
Look at the sky! Look!
It's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. Visiting the ranch of Comanche Joe, wealthy Indian oil man, Superman, as Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen, have had many stirring adventures. Kent had come to the ranch to investigate for his paper the weird howling of a coyote, which occurred every time an accident was about to happen. In our last episode, we heard how Comanche Joe and Tumbleweed Jones, Jimmy's close friends, in trying to capture the villainous Rawson, were trapped in a cave when the entrance to the cave collapsed. Warriors of the Comanche tribe worked for hours trying to extricate them, but without success. Finally, in desperation, Chief Running Fox of the tribe decided to call upon the eagle in the shape of a man, as they call Superman, for help. Ceremonial drums began to beat, but Superman, staying the night at a doctor's home on the other side of the mountains, was unaware of the grave danger threatening his friends. Listen.
Well, there you are, Kent. Cheese, crackers, and some warm milk. Milk will make you sleep like a top.
Thanks, Doc.
Kent, you're still worried about those Indian drums beating off in the hills, aren't you?
Oh, not worried exactly. It's just that, I don't know, Doc. I got a strange feeling they're trying to say something. Something I can't understand.
Oh, nonsense. Indians are probably just holding a little tribal ceremony tonight.
I don't see how that could be so. I just called the ranch house and no one answered.
Uh-huh.
That means only one thing. This Rawson business isn't settled. Either they haven't captured him, or if they have, something's gone wrong.
But I don't
know. Those Indians, the entire Comanche tribe, are supposed to be out tracking Rawson down. And if that's so, why should they be holding a ceremony of some sort? It doesn't make sense.
Well, maybe they've just captured Rawson and they're celebrating his capture.
Well, that's possible, but I...
What?
Mr. Kent.
Jimmy.
What are you doing out of bed, young man?
Those drums. Those drums beating in the hills.
Well, what about them, Jimmy?
Something's wrong, Mr. Kent.
Huh?
I told you I can understand a good deal of the Comanche drum language. Chief Running Fox taught me.
Yes, I know, but...
Something terrible has happened to Tumbleweed and Comanche Joe.
What?
I can't tell what it is. I don't know enough about the drum language. But something has happened to them. And the Indians are calling to the eagle in the shape of a man for help.
What?
Eagle in the shape of a man?
Well, that's what they call Superman. Mr. Kent, we gotta do something. Comanche Joe and Tumbleweed are in terrible danger. That's what those drums are saying. That's why they're calling on Superman.
Yes, Jimmy, I know.
You are right about those drums, Kent. They were trying to send a message.
For heaven's sake, stop standing there talking and do something. We gotta get back to the ranch, and we gotta get back right now.
How can we, Jimmy? We've got two flat tires.
You can take my car, Kent.
Oh, good.
There isn't much gas in it. While you and Jimmy are getting ready, I'll drive down to the garage and get the tank filled.
No, wait.
Huh?
I'll get the gas.
Well,
you stay here and help Jimmy get ready.
Very well, Kent. Anything you say.
I won't be long. Is there a key in the car?
Yes, and I don't think you'll have any difficulty, Kent.
No, I don't suppose I will. I won't be long. This is a job for Superman. Whatever's to be done must be done quickly. And I didn't see how I could get away from Jimmy and the doctor. That's solved now. I'll take the car, drive a short distance down the street, then leave it and make for the ranch. I may be able to save Comanche and Tumbleweed from whatever danger threatens and get back before I'm discovered. Ah, there's the car. Got to hurry. Now then, I'll leave the car here and make for the ranch. Let's hope I'm in time. Up, and away!
Meanwhile, as Superman streaks through the night, within the mountain cave, Comanche Joe, Tumbleweed Jones, and Rawson face death. Listen.
Tumbleweed?
I hear you, Comanche.
You all right?
You kind of weak. Can't breathe none too good.
It's the end here. That's what it is. We won't last much longer.
Shut up, Rawson.
I want to talk. I got to talk. Just sitting here in the blackness with the air getting scarcer and scarcer. Sitting here waiting for death. I got to do something.
Here's some fudge. Try chewing on that. How much longer you think we got, Comanche?
Not much.
About to breathe. Every time I take a breath, pains in my chest.
Why don't you keep quiet, Rawson? We're all going through the same thing. We know how you feel.
No, you don't know. It's worse for me. You two can die peaceful. For me, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of a lot of things. I gotta confess before I die. I gotta get forgiveness. I can't die now. I ain't ready. I ain't ready to die.
Who is ready to die? A lot of things I'd like to do, too, before I go. Ah, shucks. Never did finish that bow and arrow set for little laughing squirrel. Now, there's a yearling for you. Mighty fine boy. Funny thing, he's the only reason I hate to go out. Him and me, we was going to have a lot of fun together.
Stop talking. Both of you. Aaron here. Pretty bad. Use more of it when you talk.
Okay, Comanche. Won't say another word.
I better get out of here. I've got to get out of here.
You're having a chance, Rawson, unless they get to us in time.
And I reckon how they ain't going to do that.
Why don't we help? Why don't we just sit here? They're probably working to us from the other side, ain't they?
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? Of course they're working toward us, trying to get us out. You don't think they would... Wait. Wait, listen.
Shut your talking.
I hear them.
Shut your talking.
I can hear them, I tell you. They're digging. That's what they're doing. They're digging their way toward us. And we're just sitting here, not doing anything to help. We've got to help. Come on. Give me a hand here. Help me get these rocks out of the way. Come on, do you hear? Give me a hand here. These rocks are too big for one man. I got to get this rock out of the way. I got to... Wait. I don't hear them anymore.
You never did hear them. You just imagined it, Rawson, and now shut up.
I hear them, I tell you. I hear them, all right. But I don't hear them now. They've stopped digging. They've given up, that's what. They decided we're dead in here, and they've given up. But they can't give up. They can't. Hello. Hello out there. Come back. Don't stop digging. We're still alive, do you hear? We're still alive.
Rawson.
Help me get out, Comanche. I know I'm responsible for all this. It's all my fault. But we've got to get out of here, Comanche. Help
me,
get out.
I'll help you, Rawson.
I reckon as how that was the only way you could help him, Comanche.
I reckon.
He's lucky. He won't know when he stops breathing, but we'll know, Comanche. We'll know. Comanche. He's unconscious. I guess that effort it caused him to hit Rawson was too much for him. And I reckon as how effort and no effort is too much for me.
Yokai, cripple wolf.
Dead runny fox.
Drum beat long time. Long time we call upon Eagle in shape of man. He not come.
No.
He must come. He must hear our cry for aid.
If he come not soon, it be too late. Even now, too late.
I'll speak you, crippled wolf.
3-4 hours, men in cave. They cannot live that long. Been saying to trees.
I feel there's something wrong. Eagle in shape of man not come. Maybe he not hear us. I, Chief Running Fox, will call to him myself. Eagle in shape of man, help us. Superman, help us. Help us.
I hope I'm in time. But in time for what? I have no idea at all of what has happened. I only know that Comanche and Tumbleweed need me. Ah, there's the ranch house below me. I'll go down and... No, wait. Ranch house is dark. There's not a light showing anywhere. But there's a glow of some kind up on the mountain. Yes. And the sound of the drums is coming from there. Whatever the trouble is, I'm sure to find it up there on the mountain. Faster, faster. Yes, there are the Indians below me, dancing around that huge bonfire and beating on drums. What can the trouble be? What danger is threatening Tumbleweed and Comanche? I'll circle down a little lower and try to find out. Down, down.
Hear me, hear me. They are locked within the cave where burn torches.
That's in the cave where burn the torches.
Help them, O Eagle, and take a man. Help them, help them.
I see now. There must have been a cave-in.
Well, it won't be difficult to get through. But am I in time? That's the question. Am I in time? Down! Down!
Is Superman too late? Will he reach the stricken men in time to save them? Be sure to hear the next thrill-packed episode of our story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a plane!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.